listeners out there. You are listening to Radio and Youth, Great Podcast, and I'm your host, Nian Rai. Today, I will be sharing my words on the topic, No Food Wastage, A Way Towards Zero Hunger. In this podcast, we will be talking about SDG Goal Number 2, Zero Hunger, with a special focus on no food wastage measures starting from grassroots. So, let's have a closer look on what food security is, its current status, and our roles on achieving it. The definition of zero hunger is the certain availability of nutritionally adequate and safe foods, or the ability to acquire acceptable foods in socially acceptable ways, where no one has to starve. The production of food itself is a complicated process. It uses most of our natural resources. With 69% of our water and 34% of our land, it has caused 75% of deforestation, 30% of topsoil erosion, and contributes at least 24% of greenhouse gas emissions. And yet, we don't even eat all the food we produce. Around one-third of it is lost in the supply chain or thrown away. It's clearly an alarming situation. We live in the same earth but two different worlds, where 821 million people are hungry, while 1.9 billion are overweight or obese. According to WHO, the COVID-19 pandemic could now double the number of people suffering from acute hunger, putting an additional 130 million people at risk by the end of 2020. For food security, we must meet the Sustainable Development Goals of Zero Hunger by the United Nations by 2030. For this, we must be following sustainable food production as well as consumption practices. The resources are limited, but the population is growing. So, the idea is to produce more food with a maximum utilization of the available resources, ensuring sustainability. In Kathmandu, Nepal, if you look around the houses, we can see people growing vegetables in the rooftops and terraces in maximum areas. This is certainly a positive practice with a huge collective impact and an effective example of how we can pave our way towards a sustainable future. The youths of a nation play a prominent role in the process. Firstly, let's talk about our individual roles as privileged consumers towards zero food wastage, achieving food security, and ultimately zero hunger. Today's wastage is certainly tomorrow's shortage. So, zero hunger definitely goes parallel to no food wastage, which must focus on both reducing and recycling of foods. The change always starts from grassroots level, from our kitchen and our dining habits itself. Let's ask and answer ourselves. Is there overproduction in our kitchen? Or, how well do we manage the leftovers during celebrations and parties? So, what we can do is follow 7 simple steps at our home. 1. Buy it with thought. 2. Cook it with care. 3. Use less wheat and meat. 4. Buy local foods. 5. Serve just enough. 6. Use what's left. 7. Don't waste the food. The four pillars of food security are availability, access, stability, and utilization. Though the government is ensuring availability and appropriate marketing, distribution is the area of prime concern during this pandemic, and solutions to the existing gaps need to be found soon. COVID-19 has opened a great opportunity to explore the different dimensions of agriculture. Let's use the soil resource in a sustainable way, promote organic farming, and make our agriculture more resilient from farm to fork. There are people who are severely affected from the ongoing pandemic: the women, children, poor, and underprivileged are at the stake of suffering from starvation and malnutrition. That's why the sustainable and equitable distribution of the resources is a must. So, let's create a revolution from our home. Produce our own food. Explore the innovative ideas. And, most importantly, be a responsible consumer. Food is our common ground, a universal experience. It is what we live for. Let's make sure everyone gets their share. Thank you so much for joining us today. Stay with us as we are coming with more episodes featuring the most important topics in the future as well. Stay safe and have a nice day.